will thrive will be saved through us. It's amazing. Just want you to hear those words. That's what an eyewitness reported. How this man went to his death, brought here, and shot to death for no reason. Say something. I was asked to say something about Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan, we'll say more, learned in Tel's yeshiva here in Lithuania. He learned in Slabotki yeshiva. He learned in Brisk. It actually was a Rebbe in Brisk. He headed a lower level yeshiva in Brisk under the aegis of Reb Chaim Brisk. I am salvation. He left to, he also learned in the Kol El Kotchim of the Chafetz Chaim. He learned in Radin, we were there. And he was the Talmud Muvak, really, of the Chafetz Chaim. There was no one that was closer to the Chafetz Chaim than Rav Chanan Wasserman. 1939, Rav Chanan Wasserman came to the United States. And we don't have the time to discuss that trip, but he gave shiurim all over the United States. He spent the Shabbos in Camp Masifta, in the Catskills. In any event, 1939, everyone knew already what was going. They begged him in the United States not to go back. Of course, Rav Chanan was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Baranovich Yeshiva. I didn't mention that. That's where he spent his most productive years as a Rosh Yeshiva of a very famous yeshiva. He came to raise money for that yeshiva, and he refused to stay in the United States. He understood exactly what was going to happen. He knew exactly where he was going, and he said, I can't leave my flock. I can't leave my students. And he came back and met this untimely death. We can say a kapitel of Tehillim. From the windows of the bus, we will point out the building of the yeshiva of Slabodka, constructed between 1936 and 1939. Believe it or not, there's a memorial sign put up there saying this was the yeshiva of Slabodka. It was never used as the yeshiva of Slabodka. So, but the building is standing there. We will pass by, and you'll be able to photograph it if you like. We'll stop the bus. We will then continue along Panaru Street, which is where that building is. And our guide will point out for us where the Alta of Slabodka lived, where the founder of the Slabodka Yeshiva, Reb Nosson Tzvi Finkel, where he lived. And just opposite where he lived was where the Yeshiva of Slabodka stood, Knesset Yisrael, the main Yeshiva of Slabodka, stood for some 50 years before World War II. So there's nothing standing there now, it's just an empty lot, but you'll be able to look down the block and see where it was at least. So once that's pointed out, we're done, and we go directly back to Vilna.
The largest territory of the three ghettos in Lithuania. This part was not in the ghetto territory, but now we turn to the street Paneru. Paneru Street was in the territory of the ghetto, and before the war, on Paneru Street was the famous Slabodka Yeshiva.
Get a picture of the Alta's house, if that's possible. Yeah, the yeshiva, I'm actually not so interested in it. They never used the building. But the Alta's house is still standing.
The yeshiva was for the ghetto, no?
No, outside the ghetto. In other words, they went...